This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is paid for by Vicini Distributing Company. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
There is no one that I would come in for on a day off other than this guy. Eugene Rybnicki, Vincini Distributing beer since 1933. Well, I actually wasn't off. I was doing a bunch of social media stuff. And I had to come through Carnegie because of some bumper-to-bumper traffic on 376. And Mr. Rybnicki, in another life, I want to be a tavern owner. Seeing all the little bars lit up for the holidays and people pouring in for some adult beverages, always be responsible. I know you're a busy man this time of year, but you have brought another A-list guest for us, and we're going to get to that person in a moment. But there's nothing like this time of year. Tis the season, and Vincini Distributing, beer since 1933, has been helping people celebrate the holidays for a very long time. Happy holidays.
And happy holidays.
It's good to see you, man. You are busy right now, aren't you?
It's good to see
you.
It's good to be here. Tis the season to be busy.
Oh, I know, man. I love what you do, though, and I love Vincini Distributing. And this guest, I can't wait to dive in. So why don't you kind of give us a preview?
Well, preemptive to the preview.
Okay.
I'm going to I have a general announcement to make. And that is that once again, after a more than five-year hiatus, Craft Beer School has started up again, courtesy of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, at the Greer Cabaret Theater in sunny, scenic downtown Pittsburgh in the Cultural District. There are still some tickets available for next semester, January 20th, February 17th, and March 17th will be the next three classes. Bring a paper, bring a number two pencil. There will be a quiz.
And tickets do go fast, so
tickets do go fast.
Come one, come all.
Yeah, January is almost gone, for that matter. Nope. This is an example.
It's like the 1st of December, that quick.
That's how it goes, yeah.
Wow. A lot to be learned.
So tonight we have a repeat guest. We have Dan Minner on the horn somewhere. Dan, you there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Wonderful to hear yours. Wonderful to be back on.
Just great to have you. How's the weather up there?
It's been snowing quite a bit. We've already got some slopes open up here at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville, New York. We're a little ski town, so it's snowed quite a bit. We've probably got, 10, 15 inches on the ground outside right now, and it's been kind of sleeting all day long. Not quite ideal conditions, but hey, we'll take it. It's cold. We're ready for a good winter season up here.
Ideal skiing conditions, though, correct?
Ideal skiing conditions. Yep, the resort's been open since last Friday, so people have been rushing up from down in your area. You know, there's a lot of folks that come up from the Dubois area and folks from Seven Springs and stuff like that that we get up here. So we've been glad to have them, and I think we're kind of the first area regionally that's open and running a bunch of lifts.
Nice. And in the interest of full disclosure to our audience listening at home or in their cars, we have Dan Minner, who is the head brewer of Ellicottville Brewing Company. And that's you alluded to Holiday Valley.
Yes, sir.
AKA the Aspen of the East. Have you ever been, Rob?
No, but I surely like to go. Can we leave tonight?
Do you ski?
I will.
You got snow tires?
I do.
They got do you hear the man? They got 10 to 12 inches up there.
I'm ready, baby. So exactly what part of the great state are you located in?
So we're kind of in the southwest corner of the state. So we're located between Olean and Jamestown, New York, just a little bit north of that on the 219 towards Buffalo. So kind of in the little corner there. We're about an hour and a half from Erie, hour from Buffalo, probably about 2.5 hours from Pittsburgh. It's been a little hot minute since I've been down there, but
that sounds about right.
Beautiful city. Yep.
How far are you from Chautauqua?
Chautauqua, we actually have a restaurant on Lake Chautauqua. Nice opening there.
I've been there.
Our Bemis Point location, and that's about 35 miles away from our main location in Ellicottville, New York.
All right.
You can actually string together all four of our locations, starting off with our main location in Ellicottville, the old Monroe Street, hit the Taqueria, hit our new plan over in Little Valley, go to Bemis on your way back to Pittsburgh. Four breweries, bam.
It sounds like a challenge. The gauntlet has been raised.
I haven't seen you up here at all. I saw the owner, a very nice man, Ken, was up here a few weeks ago for a sales meeting with us.
It's true. I threatened to come up, but I haven't followed through. I need to get up there for the leaves. I'm not being a skier. It sounds enthralling.
I want to hang out with those Buffalo Bill fans, the Bills Mafia. That's what I love Buffalo.
We have a good time up here, man. I'll tell you, those games are awesome. We had another great one against one of your most hated teams, the Bengals, last week.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, Josh Allen, man, off the charts. That young man can play, no doubt.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to have some tickets up in the nosebleeds up there, but we go every week, a group of my colleagues and myself and my girlfriend, and get front row seat to that stuff. It's great.
All right, so it's been way too long since I've cracked a can of beer on the air here tonight.
Let's do it.
We are focusing on your holiday variety pack.
It's been about a minute, so it's not like he hasn't done it recently. So this is just the first time on the radio in recent days.
It seems like eternity. It's really the perception of time that matters here.
Right.
So
get cracking.
Perfect gift for the holidays. Perfect thing to bring to a party would be the Ellicottville Holiday Variety Pack.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Available in 12 packs or 212 by the case in cans.
Show the audience at home as we are streaming live now our YouTube channel. Well, and
I need to find out what, we need to find out what the brewer would have us drink first.
Oh,
well, I think it's probably best to, you know, kind of start off in the variety that the package would suggest. So that's the sugar cookie is the lightest in the pack. So I think we start off there.
I love
it. It's even wrapped up for you. You don't even have to wrap it. It looks like a Christmas present already.
Yeah, you just stick a bow on it.
There's one on the package. You don't even have
Come on, show the. Put it in front of the can.
I don't have the package. I just have the can.
Put the can up there. Ooh.
Little,
beer number one.
Got to have some sugar cookie, man.
Sugar cookie.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Ale brewed with natural flavors.
So, yeah. That's,
I love it.
Super nice, light place to start off.
A perfect way to roll into a party, your next holiday get-together. Want to be a hero? Show up with this beer. So I cracked it open. I didn't crack it open in front of the microphone. That means I'm slipping. And as I'm tasting it, what am I about to taste, Dan?
Ooh, beautiful.
So it's a nice light, 5.6%. You know, it's got a little bit of residual sugar, maybe a little bit of vanilla and some like sweet breads in there. We use some Belgian caramel malts to help those deep caramelly flavors. There's a little bit of lactose that'll leave that residual sweetness that you would associate with a sugar cookie, and a little bit of kind of like some sweet bready malt in there that kind of gives you that. After almost like a Hawaiian bread roll kind of thing going on.
And what you say is true. My palate can testify to this. It's exceedingly light.
It is.
But it's got a lot of stuff going on in there.
That's why it's a sweet sugar cookie.
If you could eat a sugar cookie simply by drinking it, it's this beer. And it sounds like we're going to go to a break.
We are.
This is Gene. I got Rob over here. We're in the beer garden, courtesy of Vicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933. You're listening to In the Beer Garden on KDKA
100.1
FM.
And AM 1020 KDKA.
AM 1020 KDKA.
Who's our guest?
It's Dan Minner from Ellicottville Brewing Company.
He, me, and him. We're back in a moment in the beer garden. Vicini Distributing, beer since 1933.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
We're back. He's behind the bar in the beer garden. He is Gene Rybnicki, Vicini Distributing, beer since 1933. Gino.
Hey, it's great to be back. And we have Dan Minner on the horn. Dan, of course, is the head brewer of Ellicottville Brewing Company. And I have to give a shout out at this juncture. I've never done this before.
A first.
Francis, if you're listening, if you're sitting at Osti Steakhouse listening right now,
ooh,
cheers.
To we're Francis.
We're going to get into the next beer.
I'll drink to that.
What's up, Francis?
That one came all the way down from upstate New York, my friend, or western New York.
Don't you love it, man?
All right, Dan, what's next?
Well, we've got the salted caramel cold espresso, and you can find that packaging we were looking for, too, on our website at ellicottvillebrewing.com. Under our beer section, you'll find this variety pack there, and you'll find it wherever better beer is sold by the fine folks at Bassini. The salted caramel cold espresso. So we've got a coffee beer here, you know.
I like coffee. I like beer. Coffee is my second favorite brewed beverage. I don't know if you knew that about me, Dan.
That's, man, it's a tough race between beer and coffee. I have to start with the coffee for sure. And this is a great one to bridge that gap. You don't even have to choose, which is kind of great. And, this particular beer has, coffee in it from, one of our local roasters over in Cattaraugus, New York. It's called, Rocket Cup Coffee. They've started to do some branded stuff with different universities. There's one Penn. I don't think they have a Pitt yet, but I know they just did a Penn launch of, Rocket Cup Coffee. And that's what's in this beer. So, I really love this one malt company. It's called Dingemans. They're very old. They just celebrated 100 years, and they have these wonderful caramelly Belgian malts that I think really go well with a lot of different flavors, and coffee being one of them. So, drop the headphone there. Coffee being one of them that it blends very well with. So this is 6.3%. Uses that coffee on the cold side, really presents itself nicely in here. Did you crack this one open yet, James?
It's coming. I'm patiently waiting.
His hand, listen, he is literally gone to the microphone three times with that can. So the third time we missed, but we're going to get it on the fourth try. Here comes our second beer of the night.
Here we go.
Game time.
Yeah, so we do a cold recirc on this. It also has the salted part comes from volcanic Hawaiian black sea salt that we put in there. That just kind of helps pep up the coffee a little bit. You know, it's like a little old school thing that people would do with their coffee to give it a little extra snap.
And you know what? Some people put it in beer as well before you. I'm sure you know that. And it does add some body, does it not?
It does. It does. And it does some nice things to help the yeast move along as well. They need all those minerals to metabolize all this wonderful foods we've made them that they turn into alcohol for us. They're such nice little guys.
And the cycle is complete.
Every 7 days we find them a new home. And this was one just a few weeks ago.
So how do you guys come up with these incredible recipes? It's like a think tank, Dan.
Well, it's a lot of, there's a lot, obviously, with consumer trends. And then there's a little bit of just people sitting around drinking too much and starting to combine things together and coming up with odd ideas, right? But coffee and beer, that's one that's been around for quite a while. There was a wonderful brewery up in Toronto for a long time that did a coffee porter I really enjoyed. And we've played around with putting coffee in beers in several different ways. We have a affogato, which is an Italian vanilla ice cream that you put caramel over and coffee on top. We have a beer that we do with our partners at Platters Chocolatiers. And that is modeled after that Italian ice cream treat, and that uses their coffee. So we've done a bunch of different beers over the years with coffee in it. I really like this one quite a bit, and I think it's a nice blend of beers in this pack that you can get together with friends and have something for just about everybody.
And the thing I always have to say is, it's beer first. Sometimes you get a beer that says sugar cookie, and it doesn't taste like beer at all. It just tastes like sugar cookie. It tastes like,
you know,
a diabetes test.
Yeah, and honestly, on that sugar cookie, you know, that first sip, you're kind of maybe even looking for the flavors I was talking about, but the second sip, it kind of, things start coating your tongue. You start to pick up the little bit of the vanilla. You start to pick up those sweetbreads, and it just kind of grows on you. It evolves over your first few sips. So it is. It's beer first, and then those secondary flavors are there, and that's the way I like to try to do it most of the time is make it notes of instead of you know, just a fruit cocktail.
Yeah, replacement of just
right.
And it's a lovely beery flavor. You're getting a little like dunkelishness out of this.
A little what?
Yeah.
Like just dark, like brown.
Okay, say that word again, though.
Dunkel, it's German. Oh, it's okay. Also beer style.
Specken Sie Deutsch.
Nine.
Specken Sie Deutsch.
Listen, man.
Weissbier. Yeah, Dunkel's just a dark style lager, and they just roast the malts a little bit more to give you a lot of those flavors. We can get coffee flavors out of the malts before we even put coffee into a beer, just by kind of the same process. Maltsters will take a piece of barley or a batch of barley, and they'll roast it, and they'll get all those wonderful different flavors by roasting it more or less to get, you know, more flavors of chocolate or coffee or bready or caramelly flavors. It's really a neat process that happens even before we get into the brewery. It sounds like maybe they'll be talking about that at that brew school you're pitching at the beginning there.
I have friends who sell malt.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, the coffee is probably wins out over the salted and the caramel, but the beer still comes first.
So here's the obvious question. Why does coffee work in beer and beer and coffee? What's the winning combination there, Dan?
Well, I mean, like Gene said, they're the two favorites, so you kind of want to blend them together in the first place. There's just a nice base for it to play on. I mean, you've kind of got all the ingredients of cake in there, right? So, we love, you know, coffee flavors in just about anything, really, for me, play nice. But the residual sweetness in the beer really helps to balance the acidity of the coffee. They're both, you know, kind of a lower pH liquid in the first place. So, you know, it's not like they're trying to fight against each other at all. I think they complement each other quite well. And that, like I said, the acidity and the sweetness, I think, just play together pretty nicely.
Well, and if you've ever had a Guinness or a Stout or a Porter,
yeah.
Those black and roasty, that's heading towards coffee. So you can understand why coffee would pair perfectly well in a beverage like that, in a black and roasty beverage.
All right, tell everybody who our guest is tonight.
Once again, we're in the beer garden with Dan Minner from Ellicottville Brewing Company on KDKA Radio, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. We got Rob Pratt over here across from me. I'm Gene from Vicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933. Time to go to a very important commercial break.
Boy, I tell you, he learns fast, doesn't he? Got to pay some bills. We'll come back. Dan on the other side with Gene, of course. It's Vicini Distributing since 1933. And at the anchor desk is David Ballarato, because Paul Alexander has the night off. And Yajagoff. They're going to be John and Rachel back from 8 to 10. So we got a lot more still to come tonight here on KDK 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Stay with us.
The following is paid for by Vicini Distributing Company.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back for segment three in the beer garden. It is Gene Rubnicki, of course, beer since 1933, Vincini Distributing. Gino.
Hey, it's good to be back here in the beer garden with you and Dan Minner from Ellicottville Brewing Company. He's getting snowed in. We got beer. We're going to have to drink for him, I'm sure. You got beer in the fridge, right, Dan?
Oh, you know, it's like a vault here.
You kind of have to.
What
Jimmy Griffin told us a long time ago, the mayor of Buffalo, you know, don't worry about it. Go to the store, get a six-pack, get ready for a long storm. Six-pack was a little shy, though. I've got a whole beer fridge here. We're good.
You know, we have a name here in Western Pennsylvania right down the street that I worked for 20 years that you're very familiar with, because it's the brand on your stadium, Highmark. And this new stadium that you're building, from what I understand, the fans will be covered from the elements, but the field will not. Is that fact or fiction?
That is a fact. There is actually, counterintuitively, the people who are paying a lot of money, not the suite folks, but the 100 section, they'll probably get a little snow down there. And my section, which is way up at the top there, I'll be nicely covered under a roof. They've got radiant heat on the roof to keep the snow load off it. I mean, my life is really going to improve there, you know. So the change to the new Highmark from the, we still call the old one, it's called Highmark, but we call it the Ralph.
Listen,
Wilson.
Yeah, he was great. Loved him. And Marv Levy, of course, all-time favorite, still with us. But Jim Kelly from East Brady, one of ours, your guy. Look, got to get it this year, man. The Steelers aren't going to go anywhere. So my team, meaning Buffalo, you guys got to run the table this year, man. You got to get that trophy.
I hope so. You're calling it on the Steelers.
Yeah, they're having a tough time. Hey, how big of a party would that be in Buffalo if they would win?
It would be insane. I you saw the videos from Philly when they won a bunch of years ago. I don't know. It'd probably be kind of apocalyptic, to be honest. I mean, a normal Sunday there, kind of, you walk around and, you know, the scene walking into Heinz Field or Hackershire is pretty rad, but you walk in here, it's like a Mad Max Thunderdome scene. You're going down all these little side streets with, you know, single-story houses, and there's barrel fires, and it's just people jumping through the tables, of course, and just all kinds of chaos and fun. So that's a normal week, and I just can't imagine what kind of scene it would be after a Super Bowl win. I certainly would be excited.
All right, we're ready for another brewski, as they say.
Gonna crack it.
We're moving on down the list of the old holiday variety package now available in stores.
Hey, this one's darker than the other ones, but not as dark as the last beer. Lloyd's Christmas Ale with ginger and fig.
With ginger and fig.
Now, that's a winning combination.
Where the heck did that even come from? I mean, it is kind of Christmassy, I'll give you that.
Yeah, the ginger and fig, my grandfather used to make this concoction called Gloog around. It was a mess, really, but it was a great day for folks to get together, and we kind of made this mulled wine, and it had all kinds of different stuff in it, and it had some ginger, it had some fig. But so I kind of took that, and I borrowed a few of those things for this beer and just the process, you know. A lot of brewing, we get on the larger scale, at least, we get a lot of totes and bags and stuff like that. This is nice. I get in like some Turkish figs. I'm in a brewery that has a restaurant. I get to go into the kitchen. We cut up the figs. We get some fresh ginger root in, throw that in the Cuisinart and throw those ingredients into the boil. And it really, really gives you some unique flavors that aren't super common in beer.
Mm, and I can taste the finest Turkish figs.
The finest Turkish figs. That's correct. and they are wonderful to chew on as we're brewing along. But there's a good amount of dark malts in this that give this color. It's kind of like a medium brown ale. We're not quite all the way to midnight yet. We're a little past dunkel. You can still see through it. It's got a nice off brown head that kind of likes to stick around, which is wonderful. That ginger comes through quite nicely, and I find that the figs are in there, you know, pretty well. You can taste those through there.
Yeah, and it's, once again, still a beer first. It's got some roasty, toasty up front, and you kind of have to actively seek the fig and ginger flavors.
You have to send your palate on a mission.
My palate's always on a mission, but it's true.
And it's 8%. It really doesn't, there's not a ton of residual sweetness there. Usually when you start getting up into those higher alcohol beers, like the next one we'll have, the chocolate cherry stout, that's there on purpose because you always expect to see that sweetness along with the chocolate. But this really dried out quite nicely and doesn't leave a lot of a lot of residual sugars on the tongue, not a body, you know.
It has a clean finish, and ginger probably assists with that, but it's the lack of residual sugars that are the primary operant factor in that. And I'm going to get right over to the next beer, I do believe. How much time we got left in this segment, Rob?
You have 5 minutes, sir.
Perfect. We're going to cut to the chase because I've been staring at this chocolate cherry bomb.
I went backwards and I had cracked that during the break, so I cheated a little bit.
That's all right. There's no cheating in the beer garden.
No.
There's no cheating in beer.
You know, we have someone else famous. We have a lot of people famous from Pittsburgh. Andy Warhol comes to mind, and I love artwork, painting, all that kind of good stuff, the edgy stuff, the hip, the cool. Where's all your designs come from? It's a splash, man. Everything's got a nice little flavor as far as the brew is concerned, but I love the design of these cans. Where's that come from, Dan?
Yeah, I can't tell you how lucky we are. We have a wonderful artist. Her name is Sarah Corsi Staley, and she's been working with us for a very long time, and she does some wonderful artwork.
Beautiful.
You know, the chocolate cherry bomb, that just turned out great. It kind of differs from the rest of the pack because that's a standalone product as well. So that's available in regular six packs. So is the sugar cookie. Those are available in 4x6s, 16-ounce cans on the shelf. And then this chocolate cherry is available in six-pack cartons in cans.
Oh, and hey, quick side note.
Okay.
To interrupt.
You're allowed.
I'm allowed to interrupt.
You're the bartender.
You can get Sugar Cookie, Ellicottville Brewing Company Sugar Cookie Ale at Kennywood right
now. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Good job.
Dang.
Oh, no problem.
That's a legendary place in case you don't know, Dan. It's a historic place.
We're breaking through. Tyler's doing a great job down there, I guess, huh?
That's a massive get.
That's wonderful.
Tyler facilitated. I am like their beer consigliere.
So here's how it works. Potato patch fries and the brew at Kennywood. That's a good time. That's five-star dining.
Boom. Yeah.
It sounds like I need to make my way down there.
You do.
Danny, you'd love it, Dan.
I have reason to believe beer school would be the perfect excuse. You could probably get your boss to pay you to come down here for such a thing.
I'll pay for you to come down here.
A paid vacation?
No, you don't call it a vacation. You're going down to be a beer school.
Oh, I have to work. Yeah, you're right. Right. Yeah, I got to write it up.
It's totally a beer school where people learn about beer and absolutely not just an excuse to drink beer.
Wonderful. It sounds like the perfect excuse.
Reason, the raison d'être, if you will. All right, so 8.2%. This is the Chocolate Cherry Bomb Imperial Stout with cherries. I've been on a little bit of an Imperial Stout kick. And this is helping.
Hopefully she doesn't disappoint. So 8.2%. It's got a lot of English chocolate malt in there as the backbone. This one, I think it's still beer forward, but the first thing you're going to get is the wonderful chocolate aroma that comes with it. As you taste it, you should get a lot of dark sweet cherry. We put drums full. I mean, it's all relative, but we put drums of dark sweet cherry puree in here and let that ferment out before we take it over to the can line.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
And process it out. So it gets a couple days on the cherries and then centrifuge it over.
Yeah, and for our people at home, an imperial stout is the imported stout that the czars used to like to drink. This would make the seafaring voyage from England to St. Petersburg.
As in Russia.
Yep. And
Stanford.
Alcohol, yeah, the reason is a preservative.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. The reason they were able to make those journeys is alcohol is a preservative, and it keeps all the bad bacteria out, so it can make those long voyages and fares fairly well in off temperatures or long storage conditions. As long as it doesn't get super hot, it does pretty well.
And then on the receiving end, as someone who's been to Russia, don't waste their time with a 4% alcohol by volume, anything, ever.
No, not at all. We're going to come back one more segment. Tell everybody who's in the beer garden today.
We got Dan Minner from Ellicottville Brewing Company in the beer garden on KDKA.
Back with
100.1 FM, AM 1020. Gene from Vicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933. Rob Pratt sitting across from me.
I love this place, the
Amen.
Beer garden. All right, back with more tomorrow.
Cheers.
Cheers to you, too.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Just like those slopes in New York, we are coming to the finish line of another edition of In the Beer Garden. So with more to wrap up tonight's holiday edition, because variety and variety packs the spice of life, here's Gene Rubnicki, Vicini Distributing since 1933.
Yeah, so we're still enjoying this holiday variety pack, courtesy of Ellicottville Brewing Company, courtesy of head brewer Dan Minner. I am slowly sipping this chocolate cherry bomb, and it's 8.2% alcohol by volume, so if you need to get there quick and you're bringing this to a party, that would be your go-to. Otherwise, you can build up to that like we've been building up here tonight. You there, Dan?
Pretty much everything over 5% here, though. We haven't made the czar angry with the 4%ers at all.
Yeah, he wouldn't. And the Eastern Europe, the holiday is celebrated on January 8th as well, so you'd have a little more time to get the beer there.
I love that holiday. Leave the tree up. Let's party.
Why not?
It's the 12 days of Christmas.
Hey, back in the day. The 12 days, we were at somebody's house every night, all six of us, every night. Nobody took a night off. One night it was your house, next night it was your aunt's house, then it was your uncle's. Every night we were out. Neighbors, every night.
We gotta get back to those times. Maybe if something takes out the internet, if aliens take out the internet or something.
The only way my 26 and 24-year-old and maybe my 33-year-old will come and spend more than an hour with me is if I get this variety pack and take it home. They'll definitely show up for
the
holidays.
You should probably get two.
Listen,
there you go, Case.
They love what you do. They love what Gene does. They're all in on this stuff, man. They absolutely know all about it.
Well, it's been a good ride for us for sure, and it's great to have people along on it. And we've been with Bassini now for, I don't know, probably seven 8 years, maybe even longer. It's great to have all you folks on board for sure.
Yeah, man, it's great to have your beer down here. It's excellent beer. How long have you been? The brewery started in 1994, correct?
1995, so this is year 30 we're coming up on the end of right now.
And have you been with them the whole time?
I've known the guys the whole time. I started 22 years ago, though. Right. So I've been there a hot minute.
It's beautiful.
That's a nice run.
Yeah, it's... And we've got, like I said, we've got four locations as of now. We've got the Taqueria and the original location on Monroe Street in Ellicottville. We have our production plant and pizzeria in Little Valley, New York. And then during the summer, we've got Gene's favorite on the Lake Chautauqua at Bemis Point.
Wow. Yeah, I took a boat there.
Lake Chautauqua, legendary.
Just a great spot.
Oh, cold beer. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, right.
Should we take the boat across the lake to go to a brewery?
I'm sure you broke a sweat on that one.
Let me think about this. Can I use a lifeline?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Let's do it twice.
Hey, but Dan, let me get one more in here. What a life. You must really wake up every day just looking forward to the day, right?
It's a good time. It definitely comes with its complications. You know, a brewery's a big and complex place where... We're keeping these little beings alive, these yeasts. We're basically yeast farmers, so we really have to pay attention to what they're doing and keep them on a good schedule and keep everything nice and sanitary. But it's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's a good thing.
But there's a lot of taking care of these beers to make sure that they get out, that they're stable. You know, we do a lot of QC. We're not like a huge brewery by any means, but we've got a nice lab, and we keep a library to make sure that, you know, when people have issues, they can call us up and let us know, and we'll go right to the library and pull that beer out and make sure that, you know, we're keeping up to our standards and making sure that everybody's getting a good quality product all the time.
You know, it must be cool when one gets some legs and another type of buzz to it, and you start to hear that it's really picking up and people are buying into it. That must be a really good feeling when one really takes off.
It sure is. Yeah, it's great to have.
And I'll tell you what, it's evident that your science and your commitment is evident in this work before me right now. These are all clean beers. They are what they say they are, but they're also beer first.
That's something I'm going to be thinking about on the way home tonight, because a lot of those foo-foos do not have the beer first, and that's what separates them when you think about it from the rest. Good stuff.
So now. Jumping ahead, thing I don't have in front of me, it'll be more relevant next month. You have thrown your hat into the realm of non-alcoholic beer.
We have, yeah. And, you know, in a way that some other folks haven't as of yet. You know, we're talking about beer first. Our most popular beer, our flagship, is definitely our blueberry wheat. It's again a nice light wheat beer, you know, 4.8% alcohol. So we went, and it has wonderful blueberry flavor and aroma. And so we went ahead and started working with these folks on a process to de-alkalize that blueberry wheat and put it in a can for us. So I think we've got a pretty great product here, that and our blackberry Kolsch. Two, again, beers that you're probably going to expect, not knowing our brand, you're going to expect them to be sweet and maybe too fruity, something that you wouldn't really be into. But we really try to be a beer-first brewery. So, you know, those beer flavors are going to be there, and then you're going to have the notes. And it's definitely, you know, going to be lighter than a standard beer, as you would expect with any NA, but it still has some great body, great aroma.
So now, are you at liberty to discuss your de-alcoholization process?
So it's a little bit different. There's a lot of different ways to do it. You can use like some maltose negative yeast that won't produce as much alcohol. You can kind of distill it and do it that way. What we do is a mechanical separation, basically. So we're using like nano filters, some really, really tight filters that will reject anything but alcohol going through them. So they're like super, super tight micron sizes within these filters at super high pressure. The alcohol water comes off. We get this byproduct of like a 4.5% alcohol water. And then we get this super concentrated beer that basically looks like Bock. And then we add a process of rehydrating it with deaerated water so we don't get any oxygen in there. And go on with the process like that. Just make sure that we're down below, you know, 0.5% alcohol and we're good to go.
Which, of course, is the same amount of alcohol in a hot dog roll.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
You can see who the brains of the outfit is here, Danny. Hey, listen, we got about a minute to say goodbye, so let me give you at least 30 seconds. Go ahead, Dan. Anything else you'd like to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got these variety packs on shelves all around the Pittsburgh area in Western PA. You know, we've also got our Ski Bum Winter Ale out right now. Blueberry Wheat's always on the shelves. Apparently, we're at Kennywood right now. Woo!
That's awesome.
You can find us on Facebook, Ellicott Bill Brewing, at Ellicott Bill Brewing on Instagram, ellicottbillbrewing.com. You can get our beer from your finest Vicini distributors and Tyler Sadowski.
All right. Say goodnight, Dan.
Goodnight, Dan.
Goodnight, Dan.
Great job, Gene.
Hey, in the beer garden. Signing out for the evening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
Gene
happy
from
Kwanzaa.
Vicini Distributing Company in the beer garden. Rob Pratt across the table from me.
Not since 1933. 1957 for me. How about you?
1969. And thanks, Dan. I look forward. We're going to get together. I'm going to have you at beer school or something.
All right. News coming up next.
Get the holiday variety pack from Ellicottville.
Vicini Distributing Beer since 1933.
The proceeding was paid for by Vicini Distributing Company. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.